Let's return briefly to the Goodman Quartet, which, before the sextet, was at the center of his small band efforts. The quartet was a popular feature of Goodman's live shows, where he was joined by his so-called special guests for the combo segment, which incidentally was one of the highlights of the historic 1938 Carnegie Hall concert. By the early 1940s, its principal members, drummer Gene Krupa, vibraphonist Lionel Hampton, and pianist Teddy Wilson had moved on, launching their own bands or solo careers. Still, Benny liked the format, and starting around 1944, continued to present trios, quartets, and quintets frequently over the next 20 or 30 years. For vibraphone, he most often chose his longtime friend, Red Norvo, though Hampton often returned. And the pianists he liked included Mel Powell, Jess Stacy, and once again, Teddy Wilson returned often. He also had a roster of other great soloists that he drew on for shows and session work, including trumpeter Charlie Shavers, bassist Slam Stewart, and tenor saxes Flip Phillips and Zoot Sims, to name but a few. In short, there was no fixed lineup for the later small bands, except Benny himself, who chose the personnel and material. Goodman was the guiding force, directing these bands in his rather opaque, owlish, otherworldly fashion, and he was the primary soloist, presenting astonishing solo improvisations with his unequaled tone, rapid-fire precision, and overall brilliance. Altogether, his small band recordings, live performances, and private concerts stand among the most remarkable bodies of work in jazz. Here's a couple effervescent examples from 1945 and 47 of the Benny Goodman Quartet and his creative soloing and musical ideas that drove these ensembles. Thank you. Excellent. Benny Goodman Quartets, featuring the tight unison precision and soaring solo improvisations that were the trademark of his small band sound. The first was from 1945, a session including Benny's longtime personal friend, vibes player Red Norvo, and bassist Slam Stewart. The title Rachel's Dream was named for his daughter, and likewise that Hagia Sophia was named for one of his stepdaughters. I'm Dave Radlauer. Thanks for joining me for Benny Goodman's Kingdom of Swing on Jazz Rhythm. Next, we return to the sextet for the rest of this hour of Goodman's small bands. His sextets of 1939 through 41 were launched when he encountered electric guitarist Charlie Christian. And in practice, the so-called Goodman sextet soon grew to 7 and then 8 pieces, expanding to include such top-flight soloists as Lester Young, trumpeters Buck Clayton and Cootie Williams, and Count Basie on piano. Here's an 8-piece Benny Goodman sextet recording. This is one of the finest of the band, I Never Knew. And you'll hear Benny tear into his solo with growling energy, only to be topped by Lester Young's tenor solo. Lester at his very best, making a cool, easy, seamless statement of unfaltering eloquence. I Never Knew, the Benny Goodman Sextet featuring Lester Young and trumpeter Buck Clayton on that one. The session was actually 8 pieces with a second acoustic guitar, Freddie Green, alongside Charlie Christian's amplified guitar, Basie on piano, Walter Page drums, and Joe Jones drums. In short, 5/8 of a Count Basie small band. By 1939 and 40, Goodman's innovative style of chamber jazz was being widely imitated. Small bands were spinning off of the swing orchestras of Ellington, Basie, Tommy Dorsey, Bob Crosby, and others. Several record labels began issuing all-star and combo recordings. These Goodman sextet records are easily equal to, if not in some ways more advanced, than his competitors. Much of the sextet material was very simple, based on Charlie Christian's riffs and blues improvisations, yet the cohesiveness of these instrumental voices, often speaking in unison, generated a streamlined precision rarely heard in jazz, and articulate voices they were. By 1940, Benny Goodman had brought in some of the very finest soloists at the cutting edge of jazz, and the newest addition to his cadre, plunger mute master Cootie Williams. Cootie's move from Duke Ellington to Benny Goodman was a major coup, breathlessly recounted by the press, and was even the subject of a popular hit entitled When Cootie Left the Duke. There are a couple more sextet recordings, notable for the superb unison riffing and excellent soloing. Now, by the way, you might notice by now that lots of the Goodman titles contain sly puns and double entendres, such as this, Holy Cats, Holy spelled W-H-O-L-L-Y. Now, this session features Cootie Williams and the audacious swinging solos of tenor saxist George Auld. Pianist is the redoubtable and, as always, understated William Count Basie. Thank you. classic Benny Goodman sides. That was Benny's Bugle and Holy Cats from 1940. Aside from his swing orchestra, the Goodman Combos generated a significant body of work and were a superb setting for Benny Goodman's incomparable soloing skills. His trios, quartets, and sextets produced a new form of chamber jazz at a level of precision and finely tuned interaction between players that was widely copied but seldom topped. His small bands introduced a series of breakthroughs not only in Goodman's own personal musical development, but in jazz style as a whole. And without him even intending to confront segregation in the music industry, his small bands seriously eroded barriers of separation that had prevailed from its earliest days. The wide social acceptance in the late 1930s of Goodman's African-American musical partners proved that art, music, and American popular culture were capable of transcending racial prejudice. The Benny Goodman trios, quartets, and sextets helped move forward the healing of a racially divided nation. Jazz Rhythm is produced by Rhythm Productions, offering voiceover services and professional restoration of rare tapes and discs to digital. Questions, comments, requests for a playlist, or search for deeper understanding of early jazz are welcome at the Jazz Rhythm website, jazzhotbigstepalloneword.com. I'm closing this focus on the Benny Goodman small bands with another of the classic sextet sides. It has the significant hallmarks of this band. Basically, it's a simple riff. Christian's amplified guitar is soloing while also setting up the harmonic structure and driving the rhythm. Goodman generally slides back into the ensemble, lets his soloists step front and center through the romping Airmail Special. That's Jazz Rhythm. I'm Dave Radlauer. Thanks for listening. Thank you.